this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is May 14th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 211. How you guys doing?
Damn, Gina, we got a lot of episodes.
Good. How are you?
Thanks for asking, man. yeah, good week. What a difference a week makes again. I'm reminded of that every time because this is a good week. It's been pretty good so far. I'm in a lot less pain and things are going. I got to run again for the first time in like 10 days today. And yeah, good shit. What about you guys?
Adam ran today and took a shit. Those are always great.
In that order.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do it at the same time.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about, I can't remember how we got onto it, like, what's faster, like, you know, cars or trucks or motorcycles, and I'm like, Uncle Chris is faster than a car for about 30 feet, and then he's like, no, Uncle Chris can't beat a car, and I'm like, yeah, he can beat a car for like 30 feet, and Chris's like, that's not possible, cars are so fast, and he's like, yeah, but it takes a lot of work for a car to get up to speed. It doesn't take as much work for Uncle Chris to get up to speed.
True. Not a Tesla. I think a Tesla could probably take off. From
yeah, me. Yeah. But I was like, yeah, so it was pretty fun to be like, oh, no, it just blew his mind. Like, how can you be faster than a car? Like,
you should tell him if a horse and Chris ran a marathon, Chris would win.
A marathon?
A marathon.
Can horses not like, run marathons?
They can't run marathons because they need to take like long breaks.
They can't actually run marathons because they're not human and they're not allowed in the marathon.
Yes.
True.
That could be it as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, we're just another week of corona shit going on. Nobody getting together and hanging out much these days. But any hope on the horizon? Anybody seen any news reports or anything?
I heard you could have small gatherings of.
Yeah, Tiffany was all like, you should try and like do something outside or something next week, next Tuesday, outside by the fire. Because it's like technically you can, as of the 18th, you can have, which is Monday, you can have small groups as long as you're still social distance.
Well, let's be honest. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want.
Yes,
ain't nobody
yes,
going
yes,
to infringe true. Our civil liberties, motherfucker. We're just being a little bit like, you know. Polite to others and safe for others and stuff like that.
Right, so, yes.
I don't want to give you all my sickness.
Too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been around here for how long? We've already got your sickness.
It's true. I'm down with your sickness.
As the song was per se. But, yeah. So, I would do it. It's like, I would hang out, like, and hang out 10 feet away in the backyard and just shoot the shit and fucking, I don't know. I will mind's eye roll, or I will bring something to fucking, wait a minute, I have things to roll dice in. I have a fucking binder, I have a fucking whole bunch of shit, all the stuff that has ever gotten for me for Christmases, work to play. And I was looking at the weather,
Tuesday.
And the weather as of Tuesday, looks like it's going to be 78, sunny, low of 55, I'll bring a hoodie. I'll be fucking fine.
Yeah, works for me. Have you guys heard of the cooperative board game Thanos Rising?
No, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I was talking to a friend of the show who plays it with his kid, and it's a cooperative dice and card game. I think probably in the same vein as Shadows Over Camelot, those type of games. And apparently you just try to beat Thanos. And that sounds fucking fun. We should play that game and play it a lot. I mean, not now because we're social distancing, but in the future.
Thanos Rising. Yeah, it's right around $35 to $50 depending on where you buy it.
Yeah, it's just a normal, typical board game kind of as you would expect, except for it seems kind of, it's in my, in well, it's in my vein because it's cooperative and it's everybody else's vein because it's Marvel. So.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Also sounds like something you could probably play with your kids pretty soon. You know, it says 10 and up, but I'm guessing like 8 or 9 is probably okay. So keep it on the, you know, for the next few years.
And you get a pretty badass Thanos action figure.
That's a statue, Adam.
It's a collectible figure.
Called a sculpture.
It does look kind of cool, though. You're right.
The only problem is it's 2 to 4 players.
Right, so when we play video board games, like, no, nobody's there. It's like there's like 3 of us there. That's what I was referring to. But also for your kids and stuff, like 2 players is great. 3 players is great. If your boys, you know, Griffin gets a few more years, Oren gets a few more years, Dave, your kids get a few more years, and there you go.
Yeah, we play a lot of Dungeon Mayhem.
A lot of what?
Dungeon Mayhem.
Sure.
Iconic class of D&D, and you battle each other with cards.
We play a lot of video games.
We play a lot of freeze bad guy game tag.
Yep, we play freeze tag a lot right now. Freeze tag. I'm looking at what they also recommend, and there's another game called Hail Hydra, Marvel Hero board game for teenagers and adults.
Ooh. There might be like sexually explicit things going on.
Right.
Hail Hydra.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with like super secret organizations. Like, it's really easy to recruit me. You just got to have like a sexy super spy who wants to like.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And get it on. Be like, all right, I'll work for you for a while.
There's also one for Ryan called Wakanda Forever.
Ooh. It's true. Has there been a Black Widow-like character that works for, like, an evil agency that you can think of? I can't
think. Yeah. Well, there's been other Black Widows. Yeah, that's the problem, is Black Widow is like a moniker that's given to other people. But, yeah, there's been cool Black Widows. But...
All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure, not wanting to, you know, really spoil myself on the story of Black Widow, but there are characters in that movie that, being that it's a spy movie and a spy/superhero movie, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some betrayals and some...
What?
Somebody was a bad guy the whole time.
You're crazy. That would never happen.
Is Hawkeye going to be in it?
I don't know 100% because I haven't, this is the Marvel movie I think I've watched the least amount and looked into the least amount about it. Basically, I've watched trailers and that's about all. But I don't know.
If it happens around Budapest, I'd hope he's in it.
Yeah.
I would think he would probably be somewhat like, I don't know. Maybe intro woven into her story. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, because I don't know. He wasn't really around in Infinity War.
Take place right after Civil War.
War, right? Yeah.
Isn't he like on home arrest?
Yes, because him and he was on home arrest. So
on his farm.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have a way out for him, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's, like, not in it.
Yeah, but it'd be cool if he was, because Hawkeye is the greatest Marvel Avenger, as we all know.
Right.
I thought that was Ant-Man.
He's the smallest, and the largest.
Yeah, and the largest, simultaneously. It's great.
Can I tell you guys a quick story about when I brought my garbage out last night?
Yes. All right. I would like to hear this.
So, I brought my garbage out last night. It was like 3 in the morning or so. And, you know, so it's at night. Nobody's awake. You're a little on edge. And I start rolling it down the road, and there's a blur of motion to my left. And I fucking jumped. And I jumped back. And I saw it's a big dog. It's like a husky. And it's actually one of the huskies that live down in Isengard. And I don't know why it was out. It's just always out away from its leash and stuff and roaming the neighborhood. But, okay, so that happens. I know the dog a little bit, but it's 3 a.m. I'm a little on edge, and I'd just been playing a game for about 2 hours where dogs are terrifying. So the first thing I thought of, 7 days to die, fucking you know, dogs are terrifying. First thing, right. I look for my fucking sledgehammer. I was like, where's my goddamn sledgehammer? But I couldn't find it. I shooed the dog home, and then I had to watch as the garage door went all the way down to make sure the dog didn't, like, make a beeline into my garage for some reason. So I've That's probably funny. Been playing the game a little bit too much recently.
Ugh. Do you ever get to the point where you're like, huh, that would be a good place to hole up for a while against the zombies, or I bet I could convert this into, like, a good area?
I can cut that tree down over there. Look at that pile of garbage on the ground. I wonder if there's some bullets in there.
I would go, like, in the garage, and I'd be like, oh, cool, look at this car. Chunk, 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 chunk. I'm like, I got gas, I got a radiator. Ooh, there's brass in that radiator. Yeah, look at that.
The real world has garages have much, much less friggin' bags of concrete than they do in that game.
Right.
You've not been to my garage. Why
does everybody have 5 bags of concrete in their garage?
I have 28 bags right now.
Well, if I need to build a base, I'm coming to your place.
Why do you have that much concrete?
What?
On the deck, remember?
Yeah, I got to put in 4 pillars this weekend.
It's the reason why his computer takes 16 hours to load.
I'm going all Tim the Toolman Taylor. I'm getting a big auger, and I'm just going to...
Who the shit down. Is that?
Auger? Huh? He's a nice guy. He helps a lot. Yeah. He helps build decks. His name's Auger.
Auger's that cool tool where you're like... And it just digs through the dirt. Like, if you're not done in, like, 30 seconds, something's wrong with your auger.
I'll bring it back to the rental place
and say, like, I've played games with augers.
This does not function as such. But I mean, the weather's changing. It was a beautiful day today, and tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful. Shitty weekend, but next week I think we're in the 80s already, which is fucking awesome.
I think it's too sweaty, man.
It's already too sweaty.
No way, you guys suck. And I'm to a point now where the run was a little tough, but it was doable. So that means I think next week's gonna be my first full run week for a long time, and in a long time. And I'm gonna love it, every minute of it. It's gonna make me happy and horny.
Horny, horny, horny.
It's a metaphor for being horny. Well, right now I put a link up there. Right now it's basically for the next 3 days. It has come out of the Prince Vault. It's like they are the Prince Vault, Prince
of the Universe.
Princes of the Universe, yes. Is basically they're raising money for COVID-19, whatever, stuff like that. So you can watch Prince and the Revolution live. You know, basically the concert event.
I was gonna say, wait a minute.
But yeah, it's 2 hours. It's pretty I mean, and it's funny. It is 80s ass 80s quality. It's like you'd be like, oh, what resolution are you watching it? And you're like 480p, and it still looks like you're watching it through Vaseline, man. It's great.
Yeah, that's funny.
That Josh Gad guy, whatever Olaf from Frozen and other things like that, he has a thing where. Whatever, he tries to get, like, the movie people back together. Like, he got, like, the first episode, he got, like, every cast member that was still alive of the Goonies back together. And basically on a big Zoom call. And it was really funny.
Oh, really? That's cool. You should link, the link to that if you find it.
Yeah. And this week, he got all the members of, like, it's for charity again. You know, just, you know, whatever, they're about half hour long. But he got all the Back to the Future. I've yet to watch it because I was waiting for a time. And but it's like, God, he's got like Biff, and he's like, I'm like, yeah, I guess Biff's not doing anything. No, I mean, celebrities are literally doing nothing right now, so yeah, they can all get together.
That surprised me. Yeah,
but it's cool to see like whatever. Chunk on the Goonies is like that was his one movie. He made Goonies, and then he didn't do anything else, and became like a lawyer.
Yeah,
really.
But he's an. Sorry, he's an entertainment lawyer, so he still works in the industry. He's just like, and he got all like super skinny and stuff, and he's the weirdest, most eccentric out of everyone. It's weird.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess like it does happen from time to time where people are like, well, they just either their experience wasn't great or they just like, that was cool, but I want to have a life, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to what's the fucking in the little girl in Aliens?
Yeah.
Well, I forget her name.
Ripley.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam. You're always there for me, man. You're half attention whore.
They mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Yeah, like that was her like one movie, and she wasn't even an actor. They just like here they're like shooting her at school, and they're like, "Hey, she has the look. Can you do this?" I'm like, sure.
Oh, she turned me into a newt.
Same thing with Charlie from the original Willy Wonka. He's like a veterinarian.
Really? Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Charlie Murphy.
That's cool.
But yeah. So I mean those are good half hour things to watch. And I mean, it's really cool. Like they did their most iconic lines and stuff. They got like Cyndi Lauper show up and everyone sang the song, like the theme song. I was like, fuck this. They did a good job. Nice work.
Well, oh. She's not doing anything right now either, so let's be honest.
Right, exactly. But the biggest news is there is both the official story trailer and 6-minute gameplay trailer of Crusader Kings 3.
I've already pre-ordered it. Yeah, this came out yesterday or the day before, and I got my alerts. I got my tabs that were like, "Let's come talk about it in our Discord thing." And I was like, or not Discord, but Reddit subreddit, and I was like, cool, I'll pre-order it immediately.
Right, and I saw that, and I was like, ah, Chris already knows about it, because like even when he's like, I'm sleeping, and my body aches, oh shit, Paradox update.
Exactly. The trailer's cool. I mean, it sucks because it's Paradox, and they're a smaller company, because I watched like... Just before that, I'd watched the Assassin's Creed trailer, which is like a goddamn movie, and actually gets you pretty excited, too. You're like, I don't really play those games, but this looked kind of fun. And then I watched the Paradox, or the Crusader Kings 3 trailer, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Graphics difference, and the game's still better, so suck it.
The Paradox trailer, it's all like, your brother did this, and this, and then it's just like, you're like, okay. But yeah, like the Assassin's Creed Valhalla, it's all like epic battles, and then like the kings are like, and the big armored knight is fighting the Vikings, and all of a sudden the one Viking's like, Odin is with us! And then they just start slicing everybody, and you're like, all right, cool, they got pumped up. Odin's there.
It's been a bounty, so apparently high streamers have like bounties that they can claim just by doing shit, so they're like, oh, this bounty is to watch this trailer on stream when I have at least 5,000 viewers. So it's been playing a lot. It's like, well, I might as well do this bounty. It's 2 minutes and I make like $100.
Right, yeah. But, oh, yeah, Dave, everyone's got you got Mandalorian news. There's a million Mandalorian news.
Lots of Mandalorian.
It's crazy, because I think, didn't they, they've already like finished principal shooting on season two, so now we're starting to hear like leaks of actors and actresses that are going to be in it and characters that could be playing. So,
wait, the Mandalorian, the TV show?
Yep. Yeah.
Is it taking place in a school next year or next time?
No.
When you finish the principal shooting? I'm a dad.
I see what he did there.
Total dad joke. So, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Rosario Dawson playing Ahsoka Tano.
Woohoo!
Last week, they announced the actor who played Jango Fett in the prequels that shall not be named.
They're fine.
he's supposed to be playing a role in season two. Now, speculation is that he's going to play Boba Fett, but he could also be playing the character he voiced in Star Wars, The Clone Wars, which was Commander Rex.
So, oh, that was him too?
Yeah.
He played all the troopers' voices. See,
that's why I can't watch that show. I get so confused, the voices.
Shut your face.
So now they're like, okay, well, you know, maybe that'll, you know, so everyone's like, well, playing Rex would align with Ahsoka Tano, but also he could play Boba Fett, because considering he'd be, I guess, around that age, and who knows, and you know, a Mandalorian. But the other news that came out was Starbuck Katie Sackhoff herself is reprising her role, because she played on Rebels and Clone War. No, I think it was just Rebels. She played Bo-Katan, which was a Mandalorian leader, and she voiced that character. So now she's actually going to be playing that character live action.
So Bo-Katan was what's her name? Duchess Satine, who is Obi-Wan Kenobi's love interest. It's her sister.
After the Duchess is killed.
After the Duchess is killed, she takes over the Mandalorian rulership.
Right. Yep.
And then she eventually gets the Darksaber from Sabine.
Yeah.
So
when are they gonna when are they gonna release like Obi-Wan's kid that nobody ever knew he had? Now he's back. He's ready to go. That's what they need.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are all great, and I expect these great castings. But Kyle Reese, Michael Biehn, is in an undetermined thing, and I'm like, this guy. I haven't seen this guy do anything in like a decade, man. So, like,
the original Kyle Reese.
Yeah, yeah, the original Kyle Reese is somebody, you know, Terminator, Corporal Hicks. I'm like, I haven't seen him do anything.
Fucking John Connor's daddy? Are you serious?
Yeah, holy exactly.
Shit. Damn.
Right. And all I hope is like there's a time jump a little bit so that the Yoda character, the child is like teenage Groot. So he's like picking people up, right? He's just force picking people up and being like,
in that dirty bedroom.
Yeah, it's just all like, hey kid, come on, clean up the back of the ship. It's like, and
he's just. I'd watch that.
But yeah, they luckily finished in March before all of California shut down because they film all that stuff on that super virtual, like, whatever, Unreal 5 tech demo shit.
Yeah.
Screen thing.
To go back to Dave's Jango Fett thing, I bet they'll bring in Rex if they, because I don't think they're going to bring in Boba Fett, but I bet they'll bring in.
They
would love it, but they're trying to stay away from main characters.
He was never really a main character.
Okay,
he scrapped his movie.
Pop icon.
If you want to bring him back in, now would be the time.
Yeah, he's definitely a fan favorite, but I wouldn't call him a main character. But definitely a fan favorite. Yeah. That's why it'd be nice to bring him in for the fans. Be like, oh, that's fucking old Boba Fett. Look at him go. And he's a he's a mercenary whatever. Yeah.
Across two movies, how much screen time did he have? Like a minute?
Right. He's a little like, he's no good to me dead. And you're like, oh, shit.
Right.
Yeah. But Favreau put up like the maquette thing for like that. So they get the high res, you know, render thing for, a fucking Gamorrean guard, Adam. You know what that means? Fucking going back. Going back. We're going to see Tatooine.
Tatooine.
And we're going to see him climb out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fucking sweet.
Our Sarlacc, like, shoot its way out.
Yeah,
it's just him fucking naked and fucking scarred up with the helmet on.
Yeah. That's all he has is the helmet.
Right.
Awesome.
And all of a sudden he gets a little beep on his little thing. Like, doot. Gotta go fucking claim the child.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually. I'd pay to see that. Wait, I am paying to see that.
See that, right.
I don't know if you guys watch or have Hulu, but they recently introduced this thing where they're interactive ads. So if you have Hulu, it's like $11 a month and there's ads, which sucks. It's like 90 seconds of ads about every 10, 11 minutes or something like that during a show, which sucks. I mean, it really does. In a world where we don't really watch ads, they're a bitch. Tonight, they're like, push this button for interactive ad and for 30 seconds and then you get to skip the ads. I'm like, that's cool. So I push the button. They're like, do you want a monster? I'm like, yes, I do want a monster. And then I scan the thing and then I'm back to my show. And it only happened once out of the like five shots or five stops, but still, it was kind of, I like the fact that I'm able to skip ads a little bit.
You guys see Jay and Silent Bob's reboot is on Prime Video?
Yes.
I watched it a while back.
Yeah, we watched it a few weeks back. Yeah, but...
Yeah. Speaking of Marvel, since we were talking about Disney, did you guys see the Michael Rooker thing?
No.
So, I thought it was... I liked his quote, so I'll read you his quote. They were talking about him coming back and playing Yondu again, right?
Yep.
And he said... Where did it go? Here we go. I said, no way. I'm dead. My character's dead. I'm with a gun. There's consequences when you die. You're supposed to stay dead. You're dead. What the hell are you coming back for? Why are you bringing all these schmucks back? Give me a break. Move on. Get another movie. So, yeah, I think he just didn't want to invalidate the sacrifice of Yondu in that movie, which I completely agree with, right? There's plenty of characters. You don't have to do that.
So. It makes sense.
Yeah. But he also mentioned in the same article that when he was playing dead, you know, when during his funeral, he's supposed to be dead, so he's just laying there. And they did like 5 or 6 takes, but he said he actually fell asleep during that.
Yeah.
Gunn called him out on it. Like, he mentioned that.
Yeah. In the article, he's like, well, I was just thinking, sleep, sleep, sleep. That way I don't move. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So that's, I don't know how you guys feel about Yondu, but I kind of like that. It makes sense.
He had a good arc. I mean, the only way you bring him back is if you go back and do, you know, a Ravagers prequel or something.
Like that. And it's not like you're longing for characters. There's a million characters in the Marvel universe you can use.
Well, especially for the Guardians. I mean, you know, even in the comics, they're switching out who the members are.
Yeah.
So.
Dear God.
Like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, it was a perfect way out. He may have been your father, boy, but he wasn't your daddy. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
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 Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah, it's like, do I look cool? Yeah, you look cool.
I still say it all the time. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all, and nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. It's like, what are you talking about? It means I'm cool, man.
Right, it means I'm cool. Yeah.
I just go Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
You ain't that cool.
Yeah, you're not that cool, man.
I don't see no fucking... Once you get a tattoo on your inner lip, then I'll think you're kind of cool.
Yeah. Right, that fucking glows. Yes. If you don't have it glowing...
So,
but,
Dave's like, I put some radioactive shit in there. It glows now. I'm going to die in 5 years, but am I cool?
Yeah, I got like a lot of itchy... But my skin's flaky. Yeah, I don't know. I think... I've watched a lot of parts of movies... But I think I've watched, as of now, at least in modern memory, I think I've watched that part of Endgame more times than I've watched. It's just like, sometimes I just feel like, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, kind of, I'm feeling down. And then when Cap is like, where it's like, Cap's just gotten smashed up, Thor's knocked out, boom, it's like the shield is slashed up, and Thanos is like... I've never taken joy in this, but this, you know, basically does his speech, and all of a sudden he's like, and you're like, what? Cap, on your left, and it's like, and then everyone starts walking through, and it's just all like, the music swells, and like, even thinking about it, like right now, I'm getting like, get the goosebumps, like, because I can feel the music swelling, and then he summons Mjolnir right to his hand, and just Avengers, and then it's just the beat that takes like 2 seconds, and he's just like, assemble, and it was just like, everyone's like, ah, and it's like, it gets me so pumped up every single time, I just, even just thinking about it.
See, that's why I wanted you on that call with Summit, because I was asking people their favorite parts, and he told me his, I don't recall what it was, but I told him that was my part, and he was like, yeah, and then that on the left means, because when they were first met, they were running, he was always passing him on the left, and I was like, yeah, that, you're awesome, kid, you know what I'm talking about. It was fun, good times.
He'd understand Mary Poppins, y'all.
Maybe, well, probably, yeah, actually.
Sad news today. A little bit of tears for me. The CW announced that all returning and new shows won't be debuting until 2021.
Holy shit! Are you just taking a furlough from work then, or are you gonna come back in 2021?
I don't know what I'm gonna do now.
That is kind of sad. Yeah.
But yeah, they're the first to announce like impacts to their fall schedule due to COVID. I mean, like the Flash this week was the finale-ish, but it's really not supposed to be the season finale. And so they still have like three more episodes that are now going to be the series premiere for next year. So it's kind of weird.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose they got to change everything around. Yeah.
But is there anyone watching other stuff that they haven't watched?
I binged watched The Hollow season 2 over the last 2 days.
Oh, I should watch that. Season 1 was a fucking blast. I like that.
Yeah.
I started it, but
a little bit of a different twist this time.
Well, the way it ended, yeah.
Yeah, I did start it, but I haven't been able to work on it yet.
I thought it was fun. I think that's one of the ones I kind of watched while I was like playing games and stuff, but it actually made me stop a few times and watch the show, which is a sign of a good show.
What the hell are you talking about? You don't like cartoons?
No, it's not cartoons. It's animated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's Canadian.
It's Canadian, yeah. It doesn't count. If my girlfriend's Canadian. You wouldn't know her.
You wouldn't know her. But, I don't know. I've been watching just some Parks and Rec again, just because that show. Once it hits, it's funny. It's like The Office. First season, it's all right. Second season, really good. And picks up and it's great. It's like Parks and Rec, same thing. First season, eh. Second season, really fucking good.
Yeah, that show and the fucking Breaking Bad are the two that I'm like, I didn't watch those shows. And they're like, oh my god, how could you not watch those shows? I'm like, well, did you watch Battlestar Galactica? No. Well, then you ain't got no legs to stand on, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I know. And Battlestar, like, if you... Okay, I don't even care. You don't have to watch the miniseries. Miniseries is great. But if you watch that fucking first episode and that doesn't fucking build tension in you about a fucking world that has been destroyed and you're running from an unstoppable enemy and you don't go like, fuck, what the fuck happens? Yeah, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah. Although I will say, I watched a year ago, I watched season 1, episode 1, and I was a little lost. I was like, wait a minute, it starts here? I don't remember it starting here. But then I'm like, oh, there's a mini-series that like leads into it. I forgot about that. And the mini-series is pretty good. It's good. It's a good primer.
Yeah, it is a good primer. But also, I just been watching, because it's an easy show to keep on the background, is What We Do in the Shadows is so funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just vampires are so dumb. Dude, it's so dumb. It's basically done the documentary style of whatever. Because, I mean, there was the original...
The movie, right?
And this basically, the movie takes place because, yeah, there's a council of vampires, and, like, those guys show up. But then also, fucking Blade shows up, and he's on a video call, and fucking Danny Trejo from Dust Till Dawn is there as his character from Dust. Basically, any vampire that's from a pop culture movie just shows up, and they're all part of the council. It's so dumb and so funny. One of the guys when he can transform into a bat, but he has to yell "bat" when he transforms. So he's like "bat, bat!" He turns into a bat.
Speaking of Danny Trejo, did you guys see the SNL?
We haven't watched it yet.
Me and Amy are still watching. I mean, it was the last one of the season, but it's literally just a song about how Danny Trejo has been in everything and he's lasting forever, and it's pretty fun. Right. So, yeah, give it a shot.
Speaking of Pete Davidson, like, he has a movie coming out, like the Judd Apatow one, and it's got Bill Burr in it, and it looks pretty fucking funny. Basically, it's kind of like, it's not Pete Davidson's real life, but he's like, in the movie, it's like, he can't grow up because his dad was a fireman and died in a fire and stuff, and then his mom starts dating another fireman. It looks fucking pretty good. I should link that.
Oh, The King of Staten Island?
Yeah, that looks good, man.
I don't know, I haven't seen it, but I'll watch the trailer later.
Yeah. Oh, we could update. So funny. The Drake video was pretty good about him, though. Yeah, other than that, like, I don't have a ton, dude. Like,
quiet.
Well, I think Adam, what about you, man? Come on, you got something.
In the summer when everything, starts, TV-wise, calms down and movies are supposed to be picking up, but we don't have the movies because of COVID, so kind of waiting for this crap to be over.
Yep, that's why we need baseball back. The world is dying for entertainment. You know what's the most entertaining format in the world? Crusader Kings. But after that, it's baseball.
Where does Seven Days to Die fit in there?
Baseball. Somewhere near the bottom. Okay, well, we can call it there. I mean, I had a fun week. Nice talking to you guys, chatting with you folks. No Ryan tonight because I'm sure he's forgot what day it was or whatever, you know, like usual.
He's on Japan time.
I wanted to tell him, too, how proud I was for him. He got a job. He started his job. He's growing up like a big boy, and you don't get to hear this. Oh, well.
Every time I drive by his house, I always look over to see what he's doing.
You should throw a wad of toilet paper at his house, and then people would be like, oh, my God, that's such wasteful. We need that to wipe our butts.
That's right. A good idea.
Oh, huh. But, yeah, if you have Amazon Prime, they have Alias on there, all the 5 seasons, and I was I was going to rewatch that show. Yeah, that show's fucking 20 years old.
I remember watching it that long ago.
Right, and I totally forgot Bradley Cooper was in that show. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're Bradley Cooper before you came Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, who made that show?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, that was my first, I think, introduction to J.J. Abrams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because remember, there was all kinds of, like, stuff. It's like, oh, man, we need to fucking find this fucking thing. And you're like, what is it? I'm like, doesn't matter what it is. It's the fucking MacGuffin that provides all
the device. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter. What does it do? I don't know. It's a fucking thing.
Yeah, I like that show. I mean, I guess that's a pretty good way of kind of going about things. Like, find people you really like and go look at their early stuff because you're probably going to like that stuff too.
Right.
Speaking of stuff, the guy who makes what show is that? Netflix show about near future shit usually ends up wrong.
Oh, Black Mirror guy?
Black Mirror. Yeah, he was like, I don't think I need to make another season right now. We're a little too close to what I do.
Yep. Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah, that made me laugh. I'm like, yeah, you're right, man. I know. We're a little too close.
It's like I had this episode about a pandemic and people were stuck in their house and only communicated. Because was that an Outer Limits or episode or something like that where it's like there were all the missile silos and they were all connected but they all talked to each other via the like communication like us right now, like video and stuff like that. Yeah. But the AI was making one of the persons, like, fake to try and get the humans to launch all the missiles at themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember that. Sure. I remember, yeah.
Right, so it was basically making a I was like, oh, that's too close.
See, he worked on, he made Felicity for 4 seasons?
Yep. Remember she cut her hair?
And I like that show. Well,
I know.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, before she cut her hair, and then it fucking show went
down. Yeah, long hair was kind of like, what's going on?
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Ryan, thanks for being here, too. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And if you so happen to run across an email, drop us one at geeksnextdoor.ftw. That's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
I swear he's looking at something. He wrote it down on a fucking 9x5 index card like a cheating test kid did, didn't you? You son of a bitch.
It's on the wall that we can't see.
That's why he won't show us the wall. He just wrote it up there.
It'd be true.
Yeah. All right, cool. We'll be back next week. Everyone have a good week. Enjoy your isolation. See ya. Mm-hmm. You guys gotta say goodbye, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, must not have picked it up.
Okay.